2004
a jazzy one, this one.
She's out with album number 3. Her first is France's First Lady. Carla Bruni's album releases in Europe this week, though it's already been available free on her website, giving critics like this radio DJ in London a chance to make up their minds.
It does sound a bit kind of almost Fisher-Price, my first album. I mean, it's a horrible thing to say, as I say, because she is good, but it's not my kind of thing, and I think because of the style of the music, I think she'll be in for a hard time with the critics.
It's not easy pleasing critics when you're Carla Bruni, the former model turned singer turned presidential spouse. It's taken months for the French public, initially skeptical of her colourful past, to warm to her.
The fact that she's turned to singing, the fact that she's had so many liaisons, and the fact that she's got such an exquisite sense of style, the mixture of all these things is very potent. And the French, who do feel defensive culturally these days, are only too pleased to boost her and also show great affection for her.
Her popularity is rubbing off on her husband. His approval ratings have improved since the two got married in February, and there's often more attention on her than him during trips abroad. So what kind of relationship do the couple share? Her songs may hold a clue. In a song called You Are My Drug, Bruni sings of a passion more lethal than heroin from Afghanistan and more dangerous than Colombian coke. In another, she croons, You are my lord, my orgy. She could be singing about her husband, but the First Lady isn't telling. She says most of the album was written before she met the president. It's a bit early to tell if this album will do as well as her first one, which sold around 2 million copies, or better than the second, which sold only around 400,000. But the First Lady says she's not doing it for fame or fortune. She's decided not to hold concerts for this album, and royalties will go to charity. Malika Kapoor, CNN, London.